And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today, Kathy Holloway. She is the Volunteer Coordinator for Self-Management Programming for the Chronic Disease Bureau at the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services. Do you get that on a business card?
It's very squished. We get as much on there as we can.
It's a tongue twister sometimes, but let's get started right away with your title actually does say a lot about what we're going to be discussing today. So let's start with the state of Delaware and our health. And we have issues with chronic health problems here.
Yeah, we do. In Delaware, there are four chronic conditions that account for more than half of the deaths among the Delawareans. They include cancer, chronic lung conditions, diabetes, and heart disease. Obviously, there are other causes too, but they're huge and they account for such a large percentage of the deaths. We know that all of these diseases can be managed, maybe prevented, but definitely managed with lifestyle changes. And that's where our self-management programs can really help people.
When we talk about chronic diseases, these are things that also affect lifestyle. It means that your job is impacted, your length of life can be impacted. These are all things that really cost us, not just individually, but as a state.
Absolutely. You hit that nail right on the head. And, you know, what I would like to share is a little bit about the self-management programs that can help people who are suffering from these chronic conditions that, you know, we've just mentioned, to manage their care, like you said, with their jobs and their feelings of isolation and pain and, you know, everything that goes along with these chronic conditions. So we do have an evidence-based self-management program that was originally developed at Stanford University, and it's now run and managed at a group called the Self-Management Resource Center, which is in California. And this resource center issues licenses across the country. And in Delaware, the Division of Public Health holds the license to be able to offer these programs to Delawareans. And we're very fortunate that we have access to these programs. It's designed for adults who are living with conditions such as arthritis, asthma, diabetes, lung disease, heart disease, stroke, osteoporosis, just to name a few, and who are struggling to find ways to manage their conditions. So the programs provide tools for these individuals to help them learn how to take control over their health, manage their conditions, and become their own health advocates, which is really, really important. So we offer four different self-management programs in chronic pain, chronic disease, cancer, and diabetes.
These are for people who are already diagnosed and living with these chronic conditions. This is not really a preventive measure, is it?
It is not. Within the Division of Public Health and the Chronic Disease Bureau, there are some other programs, but they work with people in somewhat more of the prevention area. Our programs, the self-management programs, as you said, were designed to help people who have already been diagnosed with some of these chronic conditions.
How much of a burden are we placing on the individual with this? Are they picking up things that will take the place of what they would have before gone to a doctor for, or will they? This is just to live with their conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not their medical treatment plan. This program works complementary with their medical plan. In the classes, they'll learn different ways, get help from other people that are participating in the class, with techniques on how to talk to their healthcare providers. Make sure, you know, I am a facilitator, and we'll go into what that entails. It's funny that there are some people who attend the classes who, you ask them if they go into their doctor's office with a list of questions that have come up since their previous appointments. Some of them say always, and some of them say, I think I'm going to remember when I get in there, and I walk out realizing I didn't get my questions answered. So we really help. These are programs to give people the tools that they need that will complement the medical care that they're getting from their health professionals.
So this is also teaching them to take control of their care, being more invested in what's happening and taking on more responsibility.
Exactly. And to be their own health advocate, because the medical world is very complicated. And as you know, and insurance and everything that goes along with it. And we do not discuss individual treatment plans in the workshops, because our facilitators, for the most part, are individuals who experience the same chronic conditions that the participants do. And that's why they chose to become lay leaders. So they are not medically trained to be able to answer specific medical questions. So for any physicians or physical therapists out there, we are not answering questions that should be targeted to you. We are helping the individuals create their questions and know what to ask when they are with their healthcare professional.
Many of these things kind of overlap, don't they? I mean, pain management is going to cross over into the diabetes area as well as cancer. When someone signs up for your workshops, do they go right away to one of those four categories? Or is this a general program that applies across the board?
It can apply across the board. There are people with diabetes who will take the chronic pain class because their biggest issue with diabetes management is neuropathy and some of the pain in the feet and the legs or whatever other pain conditions diabetes causes. So you're right, there is a lot of overlap, and much cancer, I would suggest, is probably the most different than the other three. The other three have a lot of common denominators in the classes, in the brainstorming and in the problem solving areas within the classes. And then they touch on individual issues with diabetes. A diabetes, for example, may have a little bit more about sugars, you know, or measure menu planning or label reading, or they all touch on that, but one may have more content in certain areas, depending on which class you're taking.
How do these suckers work? You can sign up for multiple courses in this once you get involved?
You can, but they're 6-week classes, and they're held, or I should say the workshops. Each workshop consists of 6 classes that run for 2.5 hours per week. So they run for 6 weeks, 2.5 hours a week. They are facilitated by 2 of our trained lay leaders. They're very interactive. Most people do not take more than one at a time. They may start with the chronic disease class, which is the one that's much more general, and then decide, boy, I really think that I should take the diabetes class now, if they in fact have diabetes, or the chronic pain. But they don't normally take them simultaneously.
So these,
because of the time commitment.
Are these in person or are they virtual?
The programs were originally developed back when Self-Management Resource Center and Stanford University were developing them. They were developed as in-person experiences and classes. During COVID, of course, they quickly got to work with slides, and we did offer them virtually. We are now back to offering them in person, and most of them are offered in person because that is the experience that most of the participants prefer. And the lay leaders do too, because of the type of interaction. So we do still offer some virtually, but we hold them in a variety of locations, which we call our host sites, statewide. So they're all over the state in senior centers, community centers, libraries, a variety of different host sites. So that's where, and different times of the day, different days of the week. So we do hope that we have a broad enough offering of these classes to meet the needs of the population that we're trying to serve here in Delaware.
So you've got a class. How many participants in each class?
It's a guideline, a requirement from the Self-Management Resource Center. We really cannot hold a class with fewer than 8 participants. That really has to do with the interactive nature of the classes and the self sort of helping each other. Ideally, we love to see 12 to 16 participants. We will do a class with 8, but in order to successfully to complete one of the workshops, the participants have to attend at least 4 of the 6 classes within the workshop. So if we have 8 people signed up, it's very possible that on any one given week, there may be 6 people or 5 people attending. So that's why we really shoot for the 12 to 16, because life happens, especially with people that are dealing with chronic conditions and chronic diseases, and they may not be able to make every single. So we want the effectiveness of the group participation to remain intact. So that's what we shoot for, 12 to 16 individuals in each class.
But the dynamics of it really is led by these lay leaders. And you want to talk a little bit about a facilitator and a lay leader. And you say that these are people who actually are sharing the experience, lived
many
experience.
Many of them are, yes. Many, and the facilitator and lay leader is synonymous with one another. So those terms can be interchanged. The program calls them lay leaders. They attend a 4-day training to become certified to facilitate. So our lay leaders facilitate the workshops, and they take this 4-day training, and they are first certified in the chronic disease. Once they take the 4-day training, and this goes back to the overlapping nature of some of these workshops, they can cross-train, meaning they can take a 1-day training that fills them in on the additional information for chronic pain or for diabetes. So then they can become certified in all 4 of the classes of the different workshops. So it is a time commitment for them, and they need to facilitate at least 1 of these 6-week sessions a year to maintain their certification. And so they are committed. We are always looking for committed people, and many of them decided to become, to take the training and become lay leaders because they experienced some of these chronic issues. And perhaps they even took one of the workshops and it made an impact on their lives enough that they wanted to kind of do the give back. Some are maybe nurses or physical therapists, but they come to us totally as a volunteer, with a volunteer hat on, not with a medical hat on. Because as I said, we're not there to give medical advice. So they're very committed, and we are looking for volunteer lay leaders. So if anybody who's listening is interested in a wonderful volunteer opportunity, they can reach out to us and let us know. There's a phone number they can call, which is 302-990-0522, or they can send us an email at DPHSMP, which is kind of an acronym to help you remember, Division of Public Health Self-Management Program. So DPHSMP@Delaware.gov. And by calling the phone number, your phone call will be directed to myself or one of the other self-management staff members, and we can answer more questions about lay leader trainings that are scheduled and where they're scheduled and what might work best for them. But during COVID, when we were not permitted to have in-person classes and we were doing them virtually, we did lose some of our lay leaders to perhaps other volunteer opportunities within the state that were still being held, because not everyone wanted to facilitate a virtual class.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Kathy Holloway, Volunteer Coordinator for the Self-Management Programs at the Chronic Disease Bureau at the Delaware Department of Health and Social. Health and Social Services. If you'd like more information about this, go to healthydelaware.org/self-management. That's healthydelaware.org/self-management. DHSS runs a fabulous website. There's a lot of information there, but if you go to healthydelaware.org, you're going to be able to get yourself to the self-management program, whether you want to enroll or you would like to become a facilitator, a lay leader yourself. And I would imagine if I were a physician, if I were a therapist, I would just be kissing you right now, because an involved, invested patient is going to have a better outcome to begin with, because you give them skills in managing their conditions. So let's talk about what you actually do learn in these programs.
Well, the people who take the programs will learn a lot of ways to help them manage their conditions. And the reason they sign up to take them is because they have these conditions, and they'll learn techniques to deal with problems such as frustration, fatigue, isolation, poor sleep. I mean, there are so many things that people experience when they have one of these diseases or conditions that those who don't have these conditions don't even realize that they're experiencing. So they'll learn some appropriate exercises for maintaining and improving strength, flexibility, and endurance, the appropriate use of medications, not what medications to take, but the appropriate use. As I already mentioned, really, really important, how to communicate effectively with family, friends, and health professionals. They'll pick up nutrition tips and some tips on healthy eating. How to pace themselves with activity and when they need to stop and rest. What signs to look for when it's time that you may be overdoing it. How to evaluate new treatments that may be offered from the healthcare professionals. And in each class, they will they'll create an action plan for themselves for the following that they will follow during the next week before the next class. And then they'll talk about their successes at the next class with the group.
Having peers has to be just a breakthrough for a lot of people who, you know, speaking about poor communication skills with your family and friends, somebody who's got the lived experience and understands what reduced lung capacity or what chronic pain, et cetera, that's going to be a real breakthrough in, one, your mental outlook and actually navigating your life yourself, because you're getting somebody else's, hey, been there, done that. Try this.
You're absolutely right. And in my career, I have been very involved with peer-to-peer support with a variety of different organizations before starting with the self-management programs. And it really is, it is so valuable for people to have other people to talk to about, who understand and can relate and can, you know, not just sympathize with, but empathize with what they're going through, because they're all going through something similar. And it makes a huge difference in the support system.
You also mentioned that they learn how to communicate with medical professions and how to ask questions. And that's a major problem for a lot of us. We might be told, here's a treatment, or we could do this, or you could do that. And understanding how to parse it down, evaluate what's being told to you, understand what's being told to you, and know how to ask the right questions. Again, you're not offering advice on what to do, but mm-hmm. The patient has to take more control. It cuts down on expenses, cuts down on unnecessary treatments, or it might open up to a new treatment, because we've got to be able to talk to the care providers.
You're absolutely right. And care providers are encouraged to attend these workshops with the main participant who's experiencing the chronic issues. It's very helpful for them because I think one frustration that seems to come out in a lot of these workshops and classes from the individuals is that even their family members who love them and are there to take care of them don't really understand the fear that they have. Like, I'm not going to be able to vacation with my family and do the things that I used to be able to do. And how am I going to cope with that? So you're right. They need to be able to not just communicate with their medical team, but also to know how to effectively communicate with their caregivers and their family. You know, I can't do this activity this weekend. Please understand, because I'm just not feeling up to it.
Navigation with the medical community. That's the biggest problem I think most patients have. Navigation skills, knowing what to ask, knowing where to go, just knowing when to pick up the phone and even call.
Most of the people that we encounter in our workshops already, they do have their, you know, they're not necessarily just brand newly diagnosed with one of these conditions. So most of these people already have their doctors in place, their specialists in place. But having them in place and knowing how to
use them,
and to make the most out of that 10 or 15 minutes in the doctor's office that they have, that's really critical. And that's where our programs come in. It's not so much giving them the answers, but I think, like I said, making the most out of the time they have with their medical team is really important.
Well, who I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Go ahead. No, that's all right. Oh. I was gonna say many of the physical therapy places give our information out about the chronic pain programs, which is really great. Because during a time you're working with a physical therapist, you may have an hour with that person as opposed to a shorter period of time with a doctor, you know, or a medical professional. So, you know, we find that the referrals from the physical therapists are really, really helpful for us.
Who can participate in these workshops? Do they need a referral of any kind? And is there a cost?
There is no cost. These are free programs. That's a great question. And there is no referral necessary. Anybody listening to this program who has a chronic condition that they would like some self-management help with can go on our website, look at our classes, and register right then. There's a button to push on your computer to register, and you fill out they're asked to fill out, it's all electronic, about 10 minutes questionnaire, which is their registration. The answers to these questions are completely confidential. They're used just for statistical purposes without any identifiers. So people can rest assured that there are a lot of questions on there, but they are totally confidential. And once they hit submit, they're safe.
Now, I've gone on, I've registered, I've completed the questionnaire. Then what's the process?
The process is, because of our lovely seamless procedure, you know, they will automatically be put on the attendance log for the class. We like to have one of the lay leaders contact, whether it's by email or by telephone, the participants ahead of time, just to introduce themselves and to remind them that they're registered for this class, because somebody may register for a class today that doesn't start until the middle of October. So, you know, unless it goes on their calendar right then, they might need that reminder that they did sign up for the class and that it is 6 weeks, and that we do encourage that they be able to attend all six classes when they sign up, knowing, as I said earlier, that life does happen and it's not always possible to have to attend all six, but at least four of the six. So really that's what happens. And then they'll go to the site, and the two lay leaders will be there and will be ready. They'll receive a book either living a healthy life with chronic conditions or living a healthy life with chronic pain. Those are the two books that we have, depending on which class it is, and they'll receive that. And the first day of class.
And how often are classes scheduled? And especially if I'm in a rural area and I'm hearing this, do I have to wait a while until you get enough participants?
Well, what we do, we try to schedule them across the state. You know, as I said, we have a lot of host sites that are interested in hosting them, not just for their, that's a senior center, not just for their membership, but I've been at senior centers before, and some of the participants have come because they got a flyer at their physical therapist and they're not even a member. So they're, we like them to be open to the public so that we pull from more interested people. But they are, if we don't have enough people signed up, we will have to, you know, cancel that class, and then we notify the individuals when they're being rescheduled. And the virtual classes are still offered periodically. So for somebody in a rural area, there will be classes. And what's really important is not to just check the website once, but to check it periodically if you're looking for something in a specific area or one of the specific classes, because we are scheduling them all the time. And every time one is scheduled, it will show up on that website. And if one is canceled, it will be on the website.
You've been doing this program for quite some time, and I know you've had, some 500 people have passed through just during these awful COVID years.
Yeah, the diabetes program started in 2010, and then as the Self-Management Resource Center in Stanford developed additional classes or additional workshops, we were able to add those. So chronic disease started in 2012, chronic pain and cancer in 2017. So since 2019, which was a difficult time, we have had more than 500 people come through and take one or more of the self-management programs. So even at a time where the in-person programming was shut down, we have still been able to reach a real good number of people.
And that website, healthydelaware.org/self-management, healthydelaware.org/self-management. And you'll be hooked up there with information about the programs, when they are scheduled. And if you are hearing this and you would like to become one of the lay leaders and be certified, just go there as well. You can also give them a call, but all the information is right there at healthydelaware.org/self-management. Parting words?
We are here to help. We've got dedicated lay leaders. And as I said, we're looking for more so that we can have a broader offering across the state in the different topics. And as I said, we want to make sure that people are aware that the state Division of Public Health offers these programs, and they are free, and we're here to help, and we want people to be aware of that.
And you want people to live as comfortably and as well and as fully as they possibly can with these chronic conditions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody listening who is experiencing any of these chronic conditions, I know, is probably saying, yes, it's difficult to live your best life, but with the tools you learn in these classes, it's possible to live a better life.
And again, healthydelaware.org/self-management, and you'll learn about Delaware self-management programs. My guest today, Kathy Holloway, she is volunteer coordinator for self-management programming at the Chronic Disease Bureau for the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services. Kathy, thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to hear from people. I hope to see registrations
and
pick
volunteer
up for some of our scheduled classes, and look forward to hearing from anybody who is interested in becoming a lay leader for us.
And again, healthydelaware.org. Thanks again. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.